Joining us now, the outstanding pitching coach for the Angels, Mike Butcher, is with us live here on AMA 30. Hey, Mike, how are you, man?
Good. How you doing, Big D?
Doing great, Butch. How's your offseason going?
It's going great. Going great.
Busy? A lot of things going on?
A lot of things going on, yeah. Kids, family, everything, you name it.
Restaurant, the whole package, huh? Nice. Well, hey, you know what, man? I'm loving this pitching staff. I mean, Lackey and Oliver are gone, but you got Pinero and Rodney coming in. Top to bottom, man. I know you guys aren't into ranking and all that kind of stuff, but and I think that staff's got to be right there.
No, I'm feeling real good about our guys going into this year. Looking forward to seeing Santana. He's been feeling good, so hopefully he can bounce back. Got Kazmir. The whole crew of guys that we have coming in. Joel Pinero. He's gonna be a nice addition to our staff. But Weaver, Saunders, Santana, Kazmir, Pinero. It's a pretty good starting five right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll kind of break that down. But let's start with Joel Pinero. And you signed him, and I know you spoke with him right before the signing, or right when it was going down. We had him on after it became official, but when we spoke to him, Mike, and I know you did as well, he was pretty adamant. Hey, you know what? I'm not a one-year wonder. I can do this again. I'm not a fluke.
Right, right. Now, he was very excited about coming over to the Angels. He said he did his homework before he got over here. He did a little background check on myself as well, which I thought was which I'm okay with it. He talked to former teammate, former Angel Eduardo Perez over in Puerto Rico. Found out a little bit about myself. Wanted to find out as much as he could about our organization. He knew everything about our infield, our outfield. He was very comfortable with the situation that he was going to come over, coming over to. So, obviously, he felt very comfortable with Mike and just the whole organization. I think he had some great talks with Tony Regans, and all these things kind of came together where he felt comfortable in coming to our organization and fitting in. But I definitely don't think he's a one fluke wonder, or a 1 year wonder, I should say. He's a guy. He made it perfectly clear that he's always had a sinker, and I think what happened in St. Louis is that he was able to go out there and really trust getting ahead with guys and making better pitches early in the count, which really led to a lot more early ground ball outs for him. So there was a good trust factor that I think Dave Duncan instilled in him. And I think he finally started trusting the stuff, and it worked out for him.
And Mike, along those lines, what's your take on the whole pitching in the National League versus the American League, and specifically coming from the National League back to the American League? Do you get caught up into any of that at all? Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, it means a lot to me, actually. I think it's a lot more difficult to pitch in the American League. I just think there's one extra hitter in there. You're not facing a hitter. I think there's a lot less strategy. I think there's a lot of strategy in both leagues, but I think there's guys in the National League that bunt a lot more often than we do in the American League. And, I think there's one more out to get in the American League than there is in the National League. I know there's 27 outs in a game, but I think there's 27 more difficult outs in the American League.
All right, very well said. Angels pitching coach Mike Butcher with us here on AMA 30. Hey, Mike, I know you guys love the way the rotation looked at the end of last season, and you talked about it a moment ago, but yeah, potentially, I mean, this group could be even better. I mean, everybody's talking about, hey, the Angels don't have an ace, or who's going to be the Angels' number one. I'm kind of hoping that this group will kind of get together privately behind the scenes and say, hey, they think we don't have a number one, or we don't have an ace. We'll show them who's number one and who has an ace. I've been saying that all offseason.
No, and I know how much pride all of our guys have, and I know they've been working very hard, and they're going to take it to whoever it is. I mean, after the first 5 days of the season's over, I mean, who's the ace of any team, really? It just depends on where you match up. So, I mean, to me, you have five aces on a team, and just you go out there on that given day, and hopefully it's your best. You match up with whoever. You don't get to choose your the guy that you're pitching against. You're not pitching against that guy anyway. You're pitching against a lineup. And if your stuff matches up well with that lineup and you execute your pitches, you're going to be the ace that day. So I really don't put a whole lot of weight into an ace. I think it's as overrated as the six inning, three runs or less is a quality start. That's not a quality start. It's a 4.50 ERA. It doesn't mean anything. We base our decisions on W's, and we want our guys to go out there and get a win. regardless of who they're matching up against. And our main focus is going out there and just getting the job done any way you can. So it's competing. That's it.
All right. I like that, Mike. And, hey, you know, from your vantage point with what we've been talking about, let's start with Weaver, Saunders, and Santana, those three. What from, you know, from your vantage point now, what do you hope for? What are you looking for? What's kind of the goal or game plan, if you will, when you come off of a season like last season and you're going into a season like this season? All three guys have great stuff. Two have been all-stars. Weaver could have been an all-star last year. How does that work? I mean, what is it, just do you think about that at all, or is it just they just go out and do their thing?
I want them to go out there and do their thing. You know, I know a lot of guys put a lot of weight into, you know, going out there and throwing 200 innings. I just think about going out there one at a time, getting one out of time, one pitch at a time, and going out there and building on every outing. You know, I want our guys to think about going out there, and if they get 32 starts in the regular season, then they should, you know, be thinking about going 32-0. I mean, they should be thinking about getting a win every time they go out there on the mound. I know that a lot of things are out of your control after the ball leaves your hand or after you come out of the game, but, I mean, if they go out there with the mindset of just going out there and winning games, I think innings and all that other stuff comes together at the very end. But we're just looking for our guys to go out there and compete, do their job, do it well. And I know that the work that they do in between starts and all the stuff that they've done during the off season is going to help them get through a season. And it's a grind. And all of our guys have been through it now for a few years. And, you know, the expectations with the Angels organization is to go out there and win championships. And we've fallen short. Yeah, we've won our division the last 3 years in a row, which a lot of teams can't say that they've ever done that. But the bottom line is we need to go out there and win the ring. And I think that's what our focus is every year. And we're going to continue to go out there and strive for the ring. And that's our main goal this year.
Nice. And, hey, Butch, what's going on with Scott Kazmir? I hear he's been working like a madman on his grip.
Well, you know, I had Scott over in Tampa Bay in 2006, and he had a really really good slider, and he kind of lost feel for it the last couple of years. And he's got a unique grip. You know, everybody has a different grip on a slider or fastball even or whatever your pitch repertoire is. But trying to get his fingers back on top of the baseball where he could get some more leverage on the ball, where he can create that good, consistent break, the good, tight rotation where it's repeatable. And that's where we're trying to go right now. He's been working a little bit this offseason, and it'll be continued throughout spring training, and hopefully by the end of spring training he'll have that grip where he feels comfortable with it, and he'll be able to go out there and execute pitches with it as well.